on that. Wednesday night, or Lechav Zion, Nisan, Tov Shunayim Ches. Okay, so everybody heard of Chamech Abrava Pesach. Go over a few principles. In the Mishnah, actually, there's a Mandi Yomar that Chamech Shavala Pesach that Ayid was Ayid Bal Yor Bal Yimotzei on is actually Osir La'achar Zmano. It's called Midi Araisa. There's a special law. We do not paskin like that. We paskin that Min HaTorah it's Mutter and Midi Rabbonon it's a Knas. Now the Loshon is a Knas because he was Ayid Bal Yor Bal Yimotzei. However, the Mishnah Berurah, and now it's in his diunim, if he was a shoygeg for sure, they were geyser also. That's clear in the Rambam and the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch. But the question is, sometimes there's an oynas gomur, and is that ever a heter for chamech avodah v'pesach? We're talking now even if it was oyvav bal yorah bal yimotzei, but it was an oynas gomur, so. It's sometimes it's a tziruf. There are tshuvas that allow it to be. The point is, it's a knas. It's not even an issur derabbanon per se. It's a knas for violating. Now, the Gemara says that the Rosh rather says that if you mevatel, so the Gemara's Rosh is because you're everybody you're bali motzei. The Rosh says, well, if you were mevatel, then you're not everybody you're bali motzei anymore. Even though you were over the din drabonon that you have to be boidik umavayer also, so l'chora there's no knas of asrin chamer shavu l'va pesach, but the Rosh brings down a machlekes in Yerushalmi, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that even if you're mevatel and you violated, that's a paskus, you're mevatel and you violated the issur drabonon of bedik and biur, so also there's a knas drabonon of Chamech Shavuot of Pesach. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlokes achrayim if you did bedika and bittel, but you found chametz. Some say late plug is finished. It's also Chamech Shavuot of Pesach, even with bittel and bedika. And some say, hey, you know, I did what I could. That's the Mishnah Berurah's lashon. He did what he was supposed to do. He was mevatel and he was boidik. So my havelei lemeva is the lashon. So how could it be a knas? Because again, it's a knas. It's not like an issur derabbanan, it's a knas. That's why I'll already say something I hold very strongly. Maybe not so strongly. No, I hold it. The question is if it's mutar b'achila. Also, the Mishnah Berurah's mashmah is only mutar b'hanah, but you should even have some merubah only. It's not so clear with the Mishnah Berurah. He does bring down a machlokes, but I hold there's a very big. There are people that don't sell their chametz. Okay. There's good reasons not to. Maybe there are, maybe there aren't. The grow, etc., etc. But not to buy chametz from a store that sold its chametz, even if you wouldn't sell your chametz, I hold it's ridiculous, if you ask me, because it's a knas. So who are you canceling? The storekeeper went to the Rav sold the chametz, it's a time-honored tradition. So even if you want to be machmer, not sell your chametz, but who are you being kindness? The Rav, you're being kindness. The guy, you're being kindness. The storekeeper, you're being kindness. There's no knas here. He sold his chametz in the time-honored way, and therefore, it seems to me, and I don't like this whole Nefach or Pesach business, and Nitchenach or Pesach business, and even if you don't sell your chametz, but because the nature of the isra of chametz of Pesach is a knas, so it doesn't seem to me that it's shayach to apply the knas to a storekeeper that sold his chametz the way you're supposed to sell your chametz. If you chayshu the mechira to a guy, if you ever saw, you know, you want to sell your box of crackers in your closet and your house is locked, or the guy is not going to come to your house to get the cracker, so okay. But a store is a very serious mechira. They sit with the guy, and especially a lot of stores are closed on Pesach. You do have stores that just cover up those shelves. It's true, and the store remains open. But certainly, but still, it's very serious. The Rav takes it seriously. The guy takes it seriously. It's not like a joke when you're selling a store and merchandise, and it's not like that. So there's no one to cancel, and therefore I hold. I hold it's wrong to shy away from buying in a store that sold its chametz. It's wrong not only because there's no one to cancel. So it's not even shayach to be machmir. That's what I'm saying. It's not shayach to be machmir. It's a knas. And there's no knas here. Everybody did what they were supposed to do. More than bedik and bittel. Even more bedik and bittel, the shittas. Here you sold it and it's... So that's a... Again, the nature is a knas, and therefore I think that this is a valid taina. Okay. Okay, we move on now to... it's my opinion. Rabbi Stein and Rechavos agrees with me. He doesn't agree with me exactly for my reason. He agrees with me because he just says, like by Gittin, you know, by Gittin there's a very big hakpada, even if you come up with some svara, but there's a big hakpada, loy loy tzilaz, I'll get them a rishonim. Even if you find something and you want to be meshaper, the way they write the name of the city, let's say, or the way they write certain things, or they... So you don't do it. There's a big hakpada not to do it because it's moitzi laz, I'll get them a rishonim. So Rabbi Stein feels that way about mechivas chametz too. Like you moitzi laz on mechivas chametz, that it's... So even if you want to consider your mechivas chametz a joke, when you sell your peanut butter with the crumbs in it, you don't want to bother getting rid of it, and the guy's not buying the crumbs and the peanut butter, but the store is a serious mechira, and okay, good. Now we go on to chayvus halavus. And we're in the middle of Shar Yichud HaMaisa, we're in the middle of Parakeh, and he's discussing various enticements of the Yetzirah. Parakeh of Shar Yichud HaMaisa is undoubtedly, the most musardika part of the Chayvus Halavus, which is not really a sefer musar. It turns out to be musardik, take what he says seriously, but there's no direct musar, except in maybe parts of Shara Vodas Alokim, but certainly Shara Yichud HaMaisa Perakei, he goes through what the Yetzirah does and what he says and how he's Mefate and how you could fight him. So we're in the middle of a piece of Yetzirah makes a person feel superior to other people. We're talking about other people who are, they look funny, they don't dress like you, maybe they have spiked hair. Maybe they have an earring, maybe a nose ring, maybe even a belly ring, but you don't know about that, it's private. But, and you look at them and you feel very superior to them. So the Chavis Lola says this is very wrong. It's wrong to be judgmental of the people. That's his point, very modern point. And he says, because this is like Lishitaso really, because he says, the Iker is Chavis Halvavis, and you don't even know. Vim Toshaval Abuzet, tell the Yetzirah, the Tomer lo eich emas va'achlim mi she'neni yodei an yoni levav o'matzponu lelokim. I don't know, you know, you got these taxi drivers especially the Sfaradim, you know, they are very ma'aminim belokim, very strongly, they have bitachon in elokim very strongly, and they look, you know, they don't look, not wearing a hat and jacket, but they have a very strong matzpuno ulevavo lelokim. Then who benira mi menu nimas, and if you're repelled by the way he looks, but after shame matzpono kinereu, maybe his insides, he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't mean his actions are perfect and you should emulate him, but you don't know his insides, and the Chavis HaLovus, as the name of the Sefer indicates, puts great emphasis on your insides, where you're holding, your attitudes towards Hashem. Someone with strong emunah and strong bitachon is up there. He's a very living a very spiritual life. He does things wrong, maybe in terms of mitzvahs, and you shouldn't minimize that. It's usher, obviously, but you have to be careful how you look at him. He said, "What? Open a Yeshaya, Yirmiyahu, Cheskel. They're embarrassing whoever they get their hands on. What's going on? Ah, Hashem told them to. Also, Bishus Habore." Very interesting. And if you learn Nach, 7:25, Shabbos morning, if you learn Nach, a lot of times the Navi is giving very strong Musa to Bnei Yisrael, not so much on their actions, although that also, but their attitudes towards Hashem. the lack of hakaras hatov to Hashem. And this is, you know, you really do notice that trend, and that's what the Chazal says. Hashem, he says Hashem mashkif al vavam for roa matzpunam. Hashem knows if he says, you know, go after them and be embarrass them even and talk against them, Hashem knows that they're worthy of that. You're talking to Yetzirah now, but it's not in. I don't have the ability and the knowledge and the insight into a person. Maybe the matzpun of someone who's nimas to me, you know, he might have gotten up in the morning and said Moda'ani with intensity, and you said it by rote. And you didn't really thank Hashem that you're alive today. And he did. So that's very harsh of says the Chavis HaLovis. You don't know what this person is. You don't know his connection to Hashem, and you shouldn't be done him. Doesn't mean he's a role model of his actions, but don't be done the person. I don't know him. Vulai Matspono told me Shali Eitzel Haborek. Maybe Hashem is much more pleased with his kishkes, with what's in his heart, his attitudes towards Hashem. Maybe Hashem is more pleased with him than me when it comes to that. Then Hubinareu Ra, and if he looks bad, like, you know, I wouldn't want to look like that. I wouldn't want my children to look like that. He wasn't taught, so he doesn't know the inyan of mitzvahs. He doesn't understand that Hakaras HaTov to Hashem, which is the theme of the whole Chavis HaLovis Sefer, demands certain actions. He doesn't know. But I do know. So maybe he's not doing it. No, I do know, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do, and I do know. So again, he's better off than me, because he's a shogeg, and I'm amazed. That's what he said, Chavis HaLovis. V'yeshlo taina yosemi meni. He has a better defense than I do, but the Yisrael Chachmosi al Chachmoso, because I know a lot and he doesn't know anything. Hashem doesn't come with tainus to you if you don't know and you were never taught. Vani Yoser Roy, very, very, like, very modern words, very strong words. Vani Yoser Roy She'eya Nimas, I should be more repugnant than him. Because I am more deficient in my avodas Hashem based on what I know than he is based on what he knows. So it turns out I'm more. So first of all, his matzpun might be better than my matzpun. And second of all, says the Chavis HaLovis, I may be behind him even in actions because I don't perform up to the level of what I know. And he doesn't know anything. So he's like violating halachas. I like them apples. Okay, we'll stop here.